Time now on the Bonusa Pregame Show to visit with head coach Jeff Tesh. Jeff, looking back at last week, you guys were only a couple of plays away from scoring a lot of points, weren't you?
I know. Didn't do you any good at the end, but that's the positive that we take away from it. We had three touchdowns. We were either dropped or guys were wide open and would have put us ahead. So that's the good thing. Now we got to take care of some small things like going on the right snap count, going the right direction, some young kid mistakes. We had 17 kids that have never been on a bus before offensively, so that's too many. But the good news is, as disappointed as we were in losing, we saw a lot of potential with this group where maybe last year we'd say we don't have the firepower. This year we do, and we just got to play better, and I think we will this weekend.
Right or wrong, the quarterback, it's a lot of the credit when you win and a lot of the blame when you lose. For a kid that hadn't played in a year, maybe 2 years since high school, you can't expect perfection, but did Jordan Hine get a passing grade?
He did. He did some wonderful things, and by the end of the game, you know, he was beat up a little bit and trying to do too much. He's got to play within the system a little bit more. He was trying to take off and run too much, where it was interesting. At the end of the day, the paper said we had 8 sacks, and I'm going, where? And he was just taking off running and causing some of those by just not sitting in the pocket. So we're going to work on that. And I think there was 4 or 5 offsides penalties where you take those things away. You don't put Jordan in long yarded situations, and now he can run around and do some of our option game and make simpler throws. But it's tough for anybody at any level to be in long yardage, and we were in that situation way too long because of the mistakes. But you see it. He can throw the ball. He's got a touch. He can run, and there's a ton of ability there. He just needs game after game to get experience.
Got all of your points from former Bemidji Lumberjacks. Evan Olson got the first one for you, a guy who converted from linebacker to fullback. Fullbacks aren't supposed to have as good a hands as what he showed on that catch, but what's it mean to you and the rest of the coaching staff to see a kid who says, Coach, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get on the field. You want me to be a running back, I'll do it.
They're special. I mean, it's not easy. Kids will quit in that situation. We just said we graduated Brent Konzioka last year, was a heck of a football player, and that spot's hard to play in. I've even found out you got to be physical. You have to be mentally. It's one of the toughest positions to play. And then all of a sudden you got to go catch a ball too. And he had been struggling a little bit in practice, and he caught that one, and it bobbled in and out of his hands. And we're just like, oh, get it, come on. And it was fun for him because he did make the commitment. And being a kid from in town right here, that was pretty special for Ev.
There's a big difference in mentality of getting hit as opposed to a linebacker who dishes out the hit, correct?
You would think it would be just flipping and it would be easy, but he'll come back from a practice, especially like on Wednesday is our short yardage goal line day where he's banging away pretty good. And he's like, Konzioka used to complain about how sore he was after games and practices. Now I understand it. You just have to be one tough guy to play that spot.
More with Jeff Tesh when we return the Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Jeff, I think you had 6 different guys try to return kicks last week. Are you still trying to find the guy?
Well, wise, and that's when a couple guys are out with injuries. We try to kick Lundy back there, and I'll tell you what, their punter didn't kick it as far as some had, but his height is, it was about up there with one of the better players I've seen punts here. He bobbled a few. For the most part, he caught most of them, or at least we ended up with the ball when the whistle blew. But and the kickoff return game, yeah, we're trying to find that magic guy back there. Part of it was by design, where if it was a long drive and a couple of defensive guys were tired, then we would put somebody else in. And then there's been a couple guys out too with injuries there, so we are sorting around, just trying to find a more of a steady lineup for return men.
How can your defense get a couple of more stops today?
Not keep them on the field as long. We did that way too long. Play better coverage. You know, we had them in some long yardage situations, and their guys, they threw it up and they did make the big plays where we didn't. We've got to keep the guys in front and make them earn it. We just gave up way too many big plays, and that was probably the difference in the game.
Your corners are young. They were thrown at a bunch. being young, are you expecting that to continue?
Well, not only are they young, when they find one that didn't play exceptionally well, they'll pick on that same kid. So we got to be careful with that and how we use them. But those kids can have nerves just like the offensive guys too. And I think those guys will play better with a game under their belt also.
What does Sioux Falls do well?
They bring a lot of good athletes to the game. They're coached extremely well. I think when you watch film, you just notice how well they're coached. And then they've got good skill kids that can make those big plays. They have the ability to run the ball on offense, so they're the complete package. Defensively, they're very multiple. They'll play a lot of different fronts, do a lot of different things, and we saw that from Wayne State and with some of our young linemen that gave them headaches a little bit, or Jordan trying to figure things out at quarterback. So they're the complete package. They're a good program.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.